And welcome to a Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. I'm your host, Christina Michelle, a member of the Black Awareness Association of Juno and a local resident here. Today, we are talking about the celebration of Kwanzaa. And I am joined here by three special guests. We are here on Zoom, and our guests are Misha Baskerville of Anchorage, Alaska, and Ivan Bailey, who is also a Juno resident and a member of the Black Awareness Association of Juno, and Sherry Patterson, who is the president of the Black Awareness Association of Juno and also a local resident. Misha, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being willing. I'm very honored and
thankful to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. And can you share just a little bit about yourself?
Okay, a little bit about myself. My name is Misha Baskerville. I am from Savannah, Georgia. I have been here in Anchorage, Alaska for the past 16 years. It's been a love-hate relationship living here, but overall, I really do like living here. I'm one of the artistic directors from Sankofa Dance Theater based out of Anchorage, Alaska, by way of Savannah, Georgia. It's a premier African dance troupe here that was created in 2017. And we go throughout Anchorage, Alaska, and we've actually traveled to Bethel as well as Kenai to share our love for dance, to share the education that comes with it, and to spread the good news of keeping the African-American heritage alive.
I love that. How beautiful is that? And can you say the name of your company again?
Yes, it's Sankofa Dance Theater, Alaska.
Okay, very nice.
Thank you. Just in case you don't know, Sankofa is a Swahili word, and it means you have to go back and fetch it. You have to reflect upon your past to have a progressive future. And just remembering our ancestors and what they went through, what they accomplished, and how we can apply it to our lives today and use those lessons to really further ourselves in all capacities in our lives and to carry on the traditions, to teach that to the youth so that they can continue the legacy.
That's so important. And that's beautiful. Thank you for explaining that. It adds so much more meaning. And I didn't want to ask. I wanted to ask, but I didn't want to ask because I was like, maybe that's something I should know.
It's not a common word, but there is a movie. There's a movie called Sankofa. So if you haven't watched it, it's really good to kind of get a glimpse of what it entails. It's educational. It's very educational.
I'll definitely check it out. Thank you so much, Misha.
Yes, ma'am.
And Ivan.
Yes. Hi.
Hello. Welcome.
I'm Ivan Bailey. I am a co-owner of the Northern Tea House in Northern Tea Alley with my wife, Maria. We've lived in Juneau, my family and I, for 26 years. And we just recently started celebrating Kwanzaa just last year.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, it's something that we were aware of. We knew about Kwanzaa, Maria and I. And she's the one who decided that we should try it. We should go ahead and do it. And do it for Ezekiel, our son, as well as our nephew, James, who was staying with us during the holidays. And it was a very special time, very, very special bonding time with us all, and it's very humbling, and it was a very, very moving time for us. So it's something that we'll continue on with going forward.
I love that. That's beautiful. Thank you, Ivan. And Miss Patterson.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you very much. very much for inviting me to be a part of the conversation tonight, today. My name is Sherry Patterson, and I'm the president of the Black Writers Association here in Juneau. And I knew what the committee for the weekly conversation was planning for this week, and it intrigued me. And so I thought that they invited me to be a part of the conversation, so I tapped in. So I'm here to not so much contribute to the conversation, but I am here to learn. And I'm just excited to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So let's just get into this conversation. And I'm going to say, you know, I'll be the first to say that I don't know much about Kwanzaa at all. I was raised, you know, in a traditional Christmas celebrating home. And I heard of Kwanzaa, but I never really knew what it was. And actually, as a child, the first time that I heard of Kwanzaa, it, you know, I thought that it was something that was celebrated just by people who were directly of, you know, African descent. Like, then when I found out that African Americans celebrate it, I felt like to be honest, I thought that it was a religion. I thought it was something that, you know, you celebrated as part, either Kwanzaa was a religion or you celebrated it if you were part of a certain religion that I wasn't part of. So I just didn't think that Kwanzaa was for me. So, you know, now I do know a little bit more about it, but I still am very naive. And so I too am excited to have this conversation. And I would love to know, Ivan, I know you said that you've been celebrating Kwanzaa for about a year, you and your wife, and you should.
Well, not for an entire year. We just did it last year.
Just last year. Okay.
That's a long Kwanzaa.
That's a long Kwanzaa.
It's once a year after Christmas. So I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So can someone share what exactly is Kwanzaa in your words? And the meaning of the holiday, I know that, you know, the traditions, names, and decorations of Kwanzaa reflect African culture, but it's celebrated here in America. And so how would you describe the meaning of the holiday in your words?
To me, in my own words, Kwanzaa is like a family gathering, so to speak. It's bringing in, you got grandma, you got grandpa, you got the elders, you got the little ones. We're all coming together to sit down and listen to what the elders have to say. And it's a time of reflection. It's a time of recalibrating. It's a time to reinvest and indulge back into your heritage, our heritage.
Yes.
Getting history from the elders, that bonding, like Ivan mentioned, that bonding time, and just really investing in yourself to learn more about us, African Americans as a whole.
Nice. And where did Kwanzaa originate from, or how was it created? Do you know the history?
I do. I know a little bit about it.
Okay.
It was created by Dr. Malula Karinga, which I found out actually is not his he adopted that name. His name is Ronald McKinley Everett. And he changed his name to include Dr. Malula Karinga, which Karinga is a Swahili word as well, and it means keeper of tradition.
Mm.
And he wanted to bring the people together to really focus on, at the time that he created in 1966, he wanted to bring African Americans together to focus on things that wasn't so turbulent, because it was such a turbulent time around that time that he created it. He wanted us to focus on our history. He wanted us to focus on how we can bring, how we could turn it around from amongst ourselves, with cooperative economics, the money reinvested back into Black businesses, and how we can grow and learn from that, and at the same time refuel each other with love and unity. I also found out that Malana is out in Swahili and Arabic, and that means master teacher. So he was forever from LTC with a BA in African American Studies. Mm. And just when I found out that those, what those words meant, it just made perfect sense, because he always wanted to have people educated. Education, knowledge is power. If you know more, you're apt to do more.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of people, like you were saying, that a lot of people think it's a religious holiday, and it's not. It's not a religious holiday. It's a pan-American or pan-African-American holiday, which is American-African holiday, that happens in between two of the most prime holidays of the season.
Yes.
And I think that he created it at that time because you're going into the new year, you know, you have a new mindset. It's kind of good to, like I was saying, recalibrate, to kind of think about what you've did, well, what you've accomplished over the past year, how you can enhance that, how you can grow upon that and make it work for you going forward. If it works, if it doesn't work, you know, just that specific time frame is really crucial. I think you got the hype for Christmas, you know, you're giving gifts and whatnot.
Yes.
And then it's like, boom, you have this the culture interaction in between that time, and then on the final day you have a celebration, which New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, that's a big celebration, you know, around the world. So I think that timing of when you created it, it goes really perfectly in the build up for the holidays.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I was wondering if Kwanzaa was celebrated in Africa, and so now I know it's not. So this is an American holiday, but it's inspired by Africans. Is that right? Am I saying that right? Does that sound okay?
That was my understanding of it as
okay.
well. That Kwanzaa is inspired from Africa, from East Africa, or the countries on East Africa, and it's adopted here in the States, as Misha was explaining. One of the things that I found out just kind of doing my own research is to just in Swahili, as some of the principles, the seven principles are taken or used Swahili words, and Swahili is actually a newer language,
okay,
relatively new world language, and it's a mix of Arabic, of Hindi, of Portuguese,
mm-hmm.
and probably some other African dialects. So that itself, I mean, just in the name, the words that are being used is just interesting, and I think that it speaks to the African-American experience as well.
Yes.
Just as the language is a creation of various things from various places, so are we. Anyone that has history here, that has ancestors, you know, grandparents that were born here in the States, great-grandparents who are of African descent that were born here in the States, we've just kind of a mix of different backgrounds, of different tribes, even of different ethnicities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
I want to touch on that, Ivan. You made a really valid point. The seven principles, as he mentioned, is a celebration for 7 days, starting December 26th and ending on January 1st. And for each day, there's a principle, there's a theme that it's based off of. And so, Ivan, do you want to go with through it? You want to tag team like Monday, Tuesday, or oh, not Monday, Tuesday, like first day, second day?
Well, and that's a good question. And really quick to our listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is a Juno Afternoon, and today's show is a collaboration between the Black Awareness Association and KTOO. And we're here discussing the tradition of Kwanzaa. And so, you know, does it start on a Monday or does it just start on it? Oh, I know. Okay. It starts on the date. So is it the 26th? Okay. Yes. So the day after Christmas, no matter what day it is. Okay. So what is the first tradition or the first theme in these 7 days?
The first theme.
Yes, I'll go first.
Okay. Go ahead.
This is the good stuff. Okay. I'm like, okay, right, so I'll what are we first. Celebrating here exactly? Like, let's get into that.
Well, in the spirit of sharing, I think that Misha should start us off.
Okay. Okay, Ivan, I see you. So it starts off with Umoja. Umoja. Spelled U-M-O-J-A. Umoja. And it means unity. How fitting, right?
Yes.
To strive for and maintain unity in the family, the community, the nation, and race.
How beautiful. And what do you do for that? So how do you, like, how do you celebrate unity?
I know when we had our festival, when we had the celebration, we had a speaker for each day. So okay. We had a speaker that would speak on that theme about unity and what it meant to them, how it affected their life, if it affected their life, and just a sharing. There's also chants, Harambe chants, and a sharing of information within that each day. So you just, it's informational. Okay. Especially for that particular day. So that would be how we would celebrate it.
So could you celebrate it however you want to, like for unity, could you make up your own tradition for your family or for your organization? And it's absolutely. Like, this is what we're doing in honor of. Okay. All right. That's very cool.
So you light a candle. There are 7 candles, correct?
That is correct.
Oh,
you light a candle for each day. Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so do you have it on like a menorah type deal, or are these candles separately? Like, are they?
Nope, you're right. You're good.
Okay.
It isn't a menorah. I wish I had a picture. I mean, I guess they can't see it, but it is a menorah, and it's 7 candles. You have 3 red, 3 green, and 3 black.
Okay.
And the colors, they also reflect different meanings as well. Yes!
Oh, yes, nice. Ma'am. Okay, so we're looking at a picture now. Thank you, Ms. Patterson. She's pulling up a picture, and it looks like from left to right. So the first 3 candles are red. And then the 4th candle, so I guess for the 4th day, is black. And then the last 3 candles to the right are green. Awesome.
Yes,
Thank you.
That is correct.
Okay.
And so for the colors, the black represents the people, the African American people. The red represents the blood. And the green is for the land, the rich land of Africa.
Oh my goodness, that's so awesome. I'm learning so much here. We're going to go ahead and just take a quick break here. And when we return, we're going to find out what the other 6 days of Kwanzaa represent, what those traditions are. Just tune in or hold tight, and we'll be right back. Thank you.